Hey, friends, and welcome to the first longer solo episode of 2023. So crazy. I'm coming up on 2 years, y'all. You know, it's going to be a big month if it already hasn't been for you. It has been for me. We all know better, but we generally use the beginning of the year to make promises, or what they call resolutions, to ourselves to change something with us or around us for the better. And I would say probably the biggest resolution made at this time of year is something having to do with losing weight, eating better, drinking less alcohol, going for dry January, drinking more water, sleeping more, exercising more, blah, 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 all those things. Generally, anything to do with improving your own health journey. But, you know, many people find that after a few days, maybe a week, they don't have the same motivation that they had at the beginning, and they're just not going to be able to follow through on these promises. You know, all good intentions get left behind when we say, oh, well, maybe next year. Well, I'm convinced that you're missing one very important thing to help you stay the course. And we're definitely going to talk about it today. So let's go. Hey, friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. So you think you've done all the things to prepare yourself and your surroundings to work on what I call your health journey in 2023. You know, you've said this thing out loud that you're going to do it. You've bought the equipment. You got the gym membership. You bought some new shoes and a new workout outfit. You know, you've cleaned all the processed food out of your house, within reason, of course, because you may still have family there. It's like, hey, where are my snacks? You know, you've told people around you to hold you accountable. Everybody is on board. You are ready. And you go. You know, the first few days, you're working on pure adrenaline. You're so into it. You're stoked. Then during the time you're supposed to work out, work needs you to sit in on a meeting, so you have to push your workout, and you're like, I'm going to do it tonight. But then your friend who's just in town for a couple days calls and wants to meet up, and you're like, well, I'll miss one day. That's not too bad. Then the next day, you know, you're supposed to go out on a walk or a jog, and that's on your plan, but it's raining. So you're like, well, I can't do that. So you're going to skip 2 days. You know, all the roadblocks in life, they just start to add up to the point where you're just like, well, to hell with it. You know, well, maybe I'll just work out every other day. Or maybe I'll just do 3 days a week instead of five. Then that starts to dissolve until it goes to 1 day a week or 1 day every now and then. And you're continuing to pay for that gym membership. The clothes are laying all over that treadmill that you bought. You know all the things. What happened? You are so fired up. You know, you did all the things. Didn't you? Didn't you do all the things? You think you have. You're going through your list. You know, you've gotten everybody else on board, but you forgot about yourself and the work that you needed to do on yourself before you started this journey. Ooh. you miss the very most absolute important thing to make any kind of health journey plan work. You focused on the you in the future instead of figuring out the you that you're dealing with right now in the moment. You know, you want to get to that place. You see where you want to be, but you didn't figure out where you're starting from. Now, you know, I'm not talking about getting on a scale and seeing a certain number and being like, okay, well, I'm going to get to this other number at the end of X next week, next month, whatever. I'm talking about really sitting down and being honest about how you feel in your body now. You know, it's extremely important to sit down at this time with a pen and paper and write down how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror. I mean, first of all, it's really hard to stand and just look at yourself in the mirror and having thoughts about yourself as opposed to just fixing your hair or whatever. When you look in the mirror, how do you see yourself? How do you feel in your body? What would you tell that person in the mirror about how you feel? Do you get winded when you climb the stairs? Are you just sick and tired of that muffin top hanging over the top of your pants? Do you feel pretty good most days, but wish you kind of had a little more stamina at the end of the day? You know, even on your good days, do you still feel just kind of like, I feel okay. You feel okay, but it's just never great. Or do you pretty much feel crappy every day? You know, it's okay to admit that to yourself. Remember this whole writing down, this thing, it's an exercise for yourself. It's for no one else. Anything you think or write down is for you. This is your starting place. And this is where you're starting your journey. The goal isn't just to eat better or just to lose weight. The goal is to feel better in your body. Because when you feel better in your body, you'll be able to do more. And when you are able to do more, your happiness increases. Okay, so the next thing. Why do you want to feel better in your body? I mean, is it purely for quote unquote selfish reasons, like you want to fit in that pair of pants from 10 years ago? If that's the case, I say go you. Those are probably back in style now, so you're good. But it could be for a whole host of other reasons too, you know, many of which you probably haven't put much thought into. Like, do you want to be able to play with your grandchildren without having to tell them that grandma has to sit down and rest? Do you need to get your A1C down? Has a doctor told you that you need to take care of this? And if you don't, that you'll be taking medicine every day and you don't want to have to do that? Do you want to be a role model for others in your family and some of your friends around you by, you know, eating better and having an active lifestyle so they'll begin to take better care of themselves too? Or do you just want to look in the mirror at the person and be proud of her or him because they were able to follow through on a commitment that they have made to themselves? You know, determining your why, it's a lot harder than it sounds. You know, we spend a lot of time wanting to make changes just because. Why do you want to do it? Because. You know, it's like asking a kid why they want something and they don't know why. I don't know. Cause. They just want it. But like we tell them, just because isn't a good enough reason. You have to really know why. Knowing and investing in that why is going to get your butt into gear when it's raining outside. And instead of skipping the workout, you go to the gym to walk on the treadmill. Or you go to the basement to do a HIIT workout. The other thing I think it's very important to do at this starting place while you're evaluating how you feel is to find something about yourself that you are satisfied with. Mike and I talked about this in one of our Friday Night Beer blogs, how being able to identify at least one attribute that you enjoy already about yourself helps anchor yourself to know that you're pretty awesome already, but to be able to admit that you just have some other things that you want to work on. Do you have a great smile, great teeth, some flawless skin? Do you have a nice butt? Admit those things to yourself. It's okay. Again, this is just for you. Just know that it's time to lift all of your other attributes up to that status. You know, getting a grip on how you feel in your body, knowing what is already awesome about you, and determining your why you want to make some changes should help in your motivation department. But it isn't the whole story. Doing all of the things to make these changes isn't going to make them happen by themselves. That would be nice, wouldn't it? But you're going to have to develop good habits, because habits are what is left when that motivation goes bye-bye. And it always goes bye-bye, eventually. But developing a habit or habits, that's a topic for another day. I'm not going to open that Pandora box today. For now, I want you to focus on you in your body, how you feel, and your whys. And then I want you to go back and develop your plan based around those things. You know, after you've done this work, reevaluate the health journey plan that you put together. You know, it may need to be reworked a little bit. You might need to scrap it all together and start fresh. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you're asking, how do I do that? I don't know how to do that. You know, if that's the case, I'm here to help you. I've created a 30-day program called Midlife in Motion. And that's exactly what it is. It is your first step on this new health journey. You know, that first step is the hardest every single time. But this program's set up to walk you through these mindset changes. It gives you some good and simple nutrition facts and hacks, as well as cardiovascular HIIT and resistance training workouts designed just for you. All put together into a 30-day checklist, so there isn't kind of any kind of question as to what you should be doing each day. Once you get to the end of the program, good nutrition and fitness habits will be well on their way to being formed into good habits. And you should be able to move forward in your journey alone, hopefully, after that. But never fear, the program is designed for you to be able to repeat over and over. You have lifetime access, so you can repeat it over and over, or you can just cherry pick the parts that you need to listen to most often, or you want to do the workouts over and over and over a certain amount of time. Totally good. There's also an accountability group connected so that you can get strength from others when you start to feel your excuses creeping in. And I'm going to be there answering questions and hopefully doling out some motivation that you might need. Now, in order to get on the wait list for this program, which is coming out late January, go to www.midlife-in-motion-waitlist.gr8.com. By getting on the wait list, you're going to be the first to know the exact date the program's going to go live. And you're going to find out about a 48-hour flash sale that's going to have a huge discount. Now, the link that I gave you earlier, it's going to be in the show notes as well. Never fear. Or if you would rather have a 60-minute one-on-one coaching session with me for some support and direction for changing your next 30 days, I have 4 spots available in January. And I'm going to put the link for that in the show notes as well. You can use this coaching call in place of the program. You can do it in tandem with the program, however you would like to do. If you would just like a little more one-on-one. That'd be great. You know, I'm really excited that you are ready to make some changes in your health in 2023. I honestly think there is nothing more important than taking care of your health. Imagine getting to a point where your health is better, you know, instead of always having to chase symptoms of illness. Getting healthy is such an amazing thing to do for yourself, for your loved ones. It touches absolutely everything in your life. So be honest with yourself and figure out what your why is, and let's get going. Thank you for listening today, and make sure to follow the show if you don't already. You know, I'm here to do this journey with you. So rate and review so others can find this show, or share it with a friend or a workout buddy. We all need company on a health journey. And as always, make sure to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. Let's light this world up in love this year. Till next time, everybody. Talk to you later. See ya. Bye.